The next patient is Alan Forbes. The last name is F-O-R-B-E-S. First name, Alan, A-L-A-N. 77-year-old white male who is a Vietnam veteran, referred by Dr. Zaborski, Zulu, Alpha, Beta, Oscar, Roger, Sierra, Kilo, Yankee, Zaborski, Zaborsky. Because of the presence of CKD3B and proteinuria, period. Mr. Forbes was told to have kidney disease about a year ago when they noticed elevation of the serum creatinine in 1.45 milligrams per deciliter in December of 2022. In June of 2023, the serum creatinine went up to 1.9, and in July of 2023, the serum creatinine is also 1.9. The quantification of the protein quantification of the protein that was done at the end of 2022 was consistent with 7.3 grams in 24 hours. The patient was referred to the nephrology department, and the workup that was ordered that included ANA, protein electrophoresis, immune electrophoresis of the serum at the urine, and hepatitis have been reported negative. The nephrology workup was completed and was negative. The patient was found with the elevation of the blood sugar. He was given metformin. He was placed on Jardiance. However, this medication, for reasons that are not clear, was stopped. The blood sugar corrected, the metformin was discontinued, the patient has been found with hypertension, has been treated with the administration of amlodipine, 10 milligrams every day, carvedilol 12.5 milligrams BID, losartan 100 milligrams every day, prazosin 1 milligram at bedtime, and the blood pressure at home has been under control. Today, the blood pressure is 187 over 92, which he says that is unfrequent for him, For that reason, we are not going to change the prescription. To a physical examination, the patient has a evidence of a peripheral edema that is 1/4, and the peripheral pulses are decreased. There is no history of cardiovascular complications, no history of pulmonary complications. He quit smoking in 2000. In summary, this is a patient that has a nephrotic syndrome that has to be investigated. Since the workup has been negative, we propose the kidney biopsy that he wants to postpone after the holidays. Meanwhile, I'm going to complete the evaluation of the nephrotic syndrome. Period. The number two, the patient has anemia that is most likely associated to the nephrotic syndrome and or the CKD3. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number, a remote history of gout. And following number, history of Lyme disease. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. And following number, post-traumatic stress disorder. I neglected to mention that the patient had an ultrasound of the retroperitoneum. Some cysts were detected in 2021. We'll reevaluate. Paragraph I invested. Now, minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes with the patient, and in the documentation, 9 minutes.